So that's my report.
Sean,
on the stack, Madam Chair, Susan.
And Wendy.
And Leslie.
Okay, thank you all. I gotcha. Sean's first.
Yeah, Les, would it help you?
But I was first.
Oh, you know what? I pardon me, but A.C. Byrd was supposed to be first. So
oh,
I'll stay
correct.
To be
thank
first.
You.
Okay. Well, the concern I have is that, first of all, the election, as I understand it, was certified. That is the last election at WPFW. But election. And I think that ought to be looked into because I don't think that you can just arbitrarily overturn an election that we had. And let me also mention this, that people who ran for the election told that it was there was a waiver for that and that they were officially on board and the elections were certified. And that's a matter, Les, that I wish you would look into because I don't think you can legally overturn an election and certified. So I would hope that that would be looked at before that decision is final.
Well, the problem is there's nothing in the bylaws that allows certification of an election that doesn't meet quorum. And I have looked at that.
Well,
otherwise, we're saying that the bylaws are not the rules and regulations of the Pacifica Foundation.
Exactly.
The bylaws talk specifically about the question of quorum. That's the problem I'm faced with.
I have to
look at the rules and regulations and say, is it at all possible to follow those? And I think it is possible.
Well, no, it's not a question of following the rules. What I'm saying is they were wavered. And I think the ED at that moment wavered the election.
And so did the
election supervisor. We were that. And I think it would be really to now go back and say, okay, I disagree with that waiving rule, and I will let the people know that they must run again. I think that's a serious problem. And what you're really saying, in effect, that all of that was not done correctly. That matter needs to be looked into further because the elections, I understand it, unless I'm wrong, I understand the elections were certified.
Thank you. The next person on the stack is Sean.
Motion to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to extending the question and a question and answer period with Les Radke for 10 minutes. Hearing none, that is so moved. Sean.
Jamie, can you add Jamie?
Madam Chair, I still would like for Les to look into that because
we'll take a look at it with our legal counsel, AC.
That's correct.
Okay.
We'll
take a look at it with our legal counsel.
Well, that's true.
Next is Sean.
Okay, Les, I know you made a ministerial decision there. Would a motion from this body to extend the election deadline by 2 weeks help you?
It certainly wouldn't hurt. What you would be doing is not moving to extend it, but certainly moving to support my decision would be certainly helpful.
I move that we support our national election supervisor's decision to extend the election deadlines by 2 weeks.
Second.
Okay, yes, okay, good. Is there any objection to extending the nomination period and therefore all the other election dates?
I have a
point of information.
Point of information.
Exactly. Point of information, Madam
yes,
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Jamie?
Does this also extend the record date? He didn't mention that specifically.
Correct.
I didn't mention that specifically.
Okay.
It could go either way. The reason it could go either way is because in the bylaws it now states that I can set it between 30 and 45 days.
I'd like to move to amend that the record date be extended as well, since the elections are, theoretically, at least.
I'm open to that. I'm open to that.
What I
reported was I was extending everything 2 weeks, so that's within. Let me just extend it within. Let me state that I'll extend every date 2 weeks, and then the vote would be to support that. You wouldn't have to do any amendment.
Thank you.
Can I ask for a point of fairness?
Jamie has a point of information.
Point of fairness.
Okay, what is a point of fairness? But anyway, Jamie, Jamie's first anyway. Wait a second. Jamie's first. Point of information. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Les. Let's see. My question has to do with the date for election certification, which I understand is now November 15th, which under the current schedule is a month and a half after the dates of the ballots are received. Are you also proposing that this November 15th date be moved back by 2 weeks?
I am glad you pointed that out. No, I'm not.
Because I don't actually understand why it has to be 6 weeks after the ballot receipt date.
One of the reasons why I'm extending it 2 weeks, let me thank you. I was not planning on extending the date of certification. It would be certified November 15th. It turns out that date was put in order to include a two-week extension. So this means that there'd be no financial impact. All the contracts were signed. They would end on November 15th. That date remains the same. The only dates that would change are all the others. The date of certification remains November 15th. As a result, I think that this is one of the reasons why I made that decision to extend, because I don't have to extend contracts. Everybody has a contract till November 15th. Nothing about that would change.
Okay, thank
you. Including my pay, including their pay.
Okay,
thank you. So, somebody had a point of fairness.
Yeah, it's my new thing. It was Wendy.
Is that in Robert's Rules?
No.
I'm sure it's in there. Go look. Yeah. No, listen, what I was trying to say was Les dropped that bomb, which we hadn't heard of, at least unless I'm not getting my email. I don't think we'd heard of it until
then.
And so then a bunch of us asked to be on the stack, and kind of one of the very first people then moved to do what Les said. And I'm just asking as a point of fairness if we could just at least listen to the different people's comments before we vote on that motion.
Well, that's a point of order, not a point of fairness.
Okay. Okay. If everyone wants to be, the motion was moved and seconded. It is
right.
Now open for discussion.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we can stick to the stack, or we can take a new stack because the original stack was for questions for Les Radke. Why don't we just take a new stack? Wendy, did you want to be on that new stack to talk about this particular motion?
Well, I guess, I want to talk somehow.
Okay, why don't you go ahead?
Information, great. This is Mia. I have a point of information.
Yes.
Are 2 weeks really realistic to extend this, considering how much of a mess the last one was?
They're realistic simply because people are already in place and they're working to have this successful by June 30th. I don't think it's possible. I certainly think it's possible by the middle of July. I think that's very possible. And I say that because every local election supervisor already has contacted the stations. Every general manager is quite aware of what's happening, and we're getting support from all the webmasters. Things happen very quickly, just not quickly enough. So I think it is realistic, yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Next person on the stack, if we want to go by the stack, is Susan.
Yes, I had two things. One is I was hoping that we might be able to hear from the Elections Committee, including Wendy, during the NES's discussion, rather than taking them apart, and perhaps that is discussing, what the what this motion is, which I seconded in support. The other thing is I'd like to come back at a later time, and there is another question I have about eligibility given a certain fact pattern.
Okay. All right. Next person is Lizette. Do you want to speak to this motion, or you want me to leave you on the stack with questions for Les?
No, just leave me off altogether. It's okay.
Okay. Next is Jamie. Did you want to speak to the motion? Jamie, are you there?
No, thanks.
Okay. We're done with the stack. If there's no more discussion,
Grace,
why don't we go
Grace,
to...
Grace.
Go ahead.
I think you're looking at an old stack.
I know. I asked if you all wanted to
well,
be on
I'm
the
one
stack.
That's on the stack, and I was concerned you were going to go off into a new stack, but I think you went off onto a prior stack.
I'm really confused because I was on the stack to ask general questions, and I don't know where we are now.
Yeah.
There's a motion on the floor. We should be dealing with that motion. The quicker we can deal with it, if you want to start another stack on different
yeah.
issues,
yeah.
Why
don't we start another stack? Leslie, I'll notice that you're on the stack.
Okay.
But why don't we go to a vote on this?
To support our national
support for our national election supervisor.
Okay, so we're ignoring the point of fairness.
Wendy wanted to speak to that.
does the point of fairness have to do with this?
Yes, it did. Here was the thing. Here was the thing. Les gave a report, and then a bunch of us asked to be on the stack, and then someone else came up with a motion to just do what Les said, and that, I guess, in Robert's rules, makes a new stack, but I was asking really kind of to go to the old stack to you know, let people talk about this before, since we just heard about it tonight.
Wendy, can you just address the point?
Yeah, if you're talking, Wendy.
Am I being called on?
I'd already called on you. You already spoke. But anyway, if you want to comment on this motion, go ahead.
Thank you. All right. So, Les, hi, thank you. I'm excited about the idea that if we're going to have to extend, that we're going to try and do it at the beginning. I am on the Elections Committee, as Susan pointed out. Our last meeting started at 10 p.m. Eastern, and so I'm going to tell you that I on a Sunday night, I did actually fall asleep in the middle of the meeting. So I hadn't heard Bob Lederer's motion to extend the election. So I guess I have a question, like what was he asking for, first of all?
The only comments I heard on the election timetable were similar to Bob, which is that we have a tremendous amount of work to do in a short period of time. The local election supervisors are just beginning. 25% of the 1 month is already up, and we're just beginning this process. He felt that that was too short in order to accomplish it. At the time, at that meeting, I was neutral. I was consciously neutral. I hadn't thought about it because, just like you, that was the first time it was brought up with me. I thought about it. I've talked to people, and the only thing people have told me is extend it. And I don't want to disrupt the meeting. I'll take it on myself to extend it if people don't want to withdraw that.
So was he asking you for 2 weeks or a month or what?
For 2 weeks, exactly. He was asking for 2 weeks extension. The reason why the 2 weeks extension fits in well is because November 15th is the date of certification, and that date would remain the same. In other words, the end date for the election would not be changed.
So on Nia's point, so you think 2 weeks is enough to actually make a difference?
Yes.
And I'm asking you, what is your justification? We just passed a new bylaws amendment that was supposed to make this all so much more doable. How does what you're trying to do, what's our justification within the bylaws?
Yeah, there's two parts to it that are new this time. The bylaws timelines are fine, assuming that the local election supervisors are up to snuff at the beginning date. We had some problems hiring people. There are numbers of problems hiring people. So two stations came in quite late. The second problem had to do with these 15-minute educationals that have to be played. Programmers are not at all equipped at this point to say that they can do it. So they want guidelines, and we are coming up with guidelines, but those guidelines aren't ready. They will be ready this week. That means that if we extend it by 2 weeks, the original bylines, the original bylaws actually come into play. You see what I'm saying? In other words, we will have used this 2 weeks in order to get ready to have all the things in place. And in addition, we're already running cards. We're already on some of the programs. For example, in Houston, Anshaw, the local election supervisor, was on the news hour. for about 10 minutes. So
we
talk about
it every day, all year long.
Sure. Things are in place, but they're not complete. And it seems to me that 2 weeks allows us to make it complete, and then the regular bylaw timelines will be met.
Okay, thank you.
We are over time by 2 minutes. I call the orders of the day. Let's take a vote.
Okay.
Call the question.
Richard, let's take a roll call vote on this.
Okay.
What are we voting on, please?
We're voting on, what do you call it? The National Election Supervisor's decision to extend the election period starting in the nomination period by 2 weeks. Basically, pushing the election timeline forward by 2 weeks.
Okay, and to counter the next thing that Sean says, yes means yes and no means no.
Thank you.
Hey,
you're never
Jerry
going to get around that, huh?
Jerry Gendelman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons. Bonnie, I can't hear you. Andrea Turner.
Pass.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Rico? Can't hear you. George Ryder. Sandra Rawline.
Yes. Yeah.
Sprell. What was that?
That was Sandra, yes. Wendy Epstein.
Sandra, you're there?
Yes, I'm.
Okay, good to have you. Susan Young.
Yes.
Yeah. Betty Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn? Carolyn Burden, I can't hear you. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Jim? Jim? Can't hear you, Jim. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lizette King?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yeah.
Gil Gaza?
Yeah.
What was that, a pass? Sophia? Sophia? I can't hear you, Sophia. Okay, Sherry Gendelman?
I'm going to abstain.
This is Andrea. I'd like to change my vote.
You haven't voted yet. You passed, I think. What do you want to do?
Oh, can I come back? Okay.
Just tell me your vote.
Yes.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Rico Ross? Rico, are you there? I can't hear you.
I'd like to pass for now.
Oh, you're it now.
I'm it now? I'm going to abstain then.
Richard?
You know what? Richard, I'm sorry. It's Bonnie. I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
And Wendy wants to change her vote to no.
Carolyn here. I'm sorry. I missed a vote. I apologize.
We're coming to you, Carolyn. Okay, what's your vote, Carolyn?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
This is Ifea back. My phone cut off. I'm voting yes.
Thank you, Ifea. Okay, we've got 14 yes, one no, 14 yes, one no, and 3 abstentions.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary, Madam Chair, I'm confused about who voted what because there were so many ins and outs. Would it be possible to review the voting?
I'll go through it for you. Sherry Gittleman, abstain. Bonnie Simmons, abstain. Andrea Turner, yes. Joe Gonzalez, yes. Sean O'Brien, yes. Leslie Radford, yes. Rico Ross, abstain. Sandra Rawline, yes. Wendy Srell, no. Susan Young, yes. Nia Betayako, yes. Carolyn Burden, yes. Kathy Davis, yes. Jamie Ross, yes. Jim Brown, I didn't hear.
Yeah, Jim Brown is, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you vote? Yeah, what did you vote?
Yes.
Okay. A.C. Byrd, yes. Seth King, yes. David Beaton, yes. Sophia Wangazi, yes. So it's 15-1-3 is the vote.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, that motion passes. Now,
I'm
probably out of time on this agenda item. Sean, you want to tell us where we are?
7 minutes over.
Okay.
Move to extend by 10 minutes, Madam Chair.
All right. Is there a second for that?
Yes.
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
Even if I object, it would take time to vote.
Hmm. All right. There doesn't seem to be any strong objection to extending for 10 minutes, so we're going to continue with the question and answer.
I'm on that stack.
Okay. I have Leslie and Susan. I may have missed some, but let's start with those two, and then we'll continue. Leslie?
Yeah, Les. Two what I hope are quick questions. I assume I just checked the KPFK website, and is that one of the stations that has a glitch because there is no announcement there of our local election supervisor? And my second question is more of a concern than a question, but I want to throw it out there. From what I'm hearing in the exchange between you and A.C. Byrd, it seems that you are, in effect, if not directly, the effect is that you're overruling the decision of a previous national election supervisor. And I want to suggest that's a problematic precedent to set, and that's all I want to say about that at this point.
Stack.
But I am concerned about the KPFK website issue.
Stack.
Okay. The next person on the stack is Susan and then Luzette.
Okay. I have now three comments. Number one, I believe that the WPFW situation, if I'm not mistaken, prior communication is that Les needs to consult with the attorney as well. That's number one. Number two, Les, regarding the 15-minute tutorials and so forth, there was a very detailed set of procedures adopted by the PNB, but at the time that we adopted them, I think there was some understanding that there might need to be modifications. We would like, I'm sure, to hear from you and from the local election supervisors about whether you need any modifications and to come back to us with those requests. I imagine that we will all listen to them favorably. And the last is, there's another fact situation that we're grappling with. We have somebody who served for part of a term, resigned, was not serving, was not on the board for a period of time. It was actually 18 months, and then ran again and is at the end of that 3-year term. Is he eligible to run again for a full term or not?
Let me parse the bylaws and check on that. I'll check the bylaws and parse on that and get back to you.
And will you come
I'll
back to us
that,
with
I'll
recommendations about change in things that you need changes in?
Yeah, but we'll do that in the November 15th report.
Mean in the July 15th?
I'm saying that you're asking about changes in the bylaws?
No.
Oh.
Changes in the election procedures adopted by PNB that you need.
Well,
if you need to change the tutorials from 15 minutes to 10, for instance, come back and ask for that.
Okay, I will do that, although we have some ideas. Let me formulate them in writing. That way you'll have a chance to interact with those ideas in writing. And we're very, very close to that. I hope to have those out tomorrow.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Okay, the next person on the stack is Lizette.
Thank you very much. I heard reference made to precedence. I think if our National Elections Committee were to stick to the bylaws, that in itself is a good, precedent. There is no reason why we should continue a rule that blatantly defies the bylaws. Rather than misinterpret or interpret it in ways that it wasn't meant to be, let's go and have a conference to change them. Until then, we need to stick to the spirit and the word of the bylaws. And I'm happy that Les is doing what he's doing, because there was no election at PFW, and the bylaws said that, and nobody had a right to certify an election that did not happen.
Okay. We're now at the end of the stack as I have it. I might have missed one or two people.
Jamie.
Was there anyone who was up?
Jamie.
Jamie. Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, a quick question for you and Les. I guess it's Les's ballpark, bailiwick. If you could issue a statement about the new timeline, you know, with all the details, like what steps are affected and what steps are not affected. That would be greatly appreciated.
The minute I hang up, all the forms are being changed. They will be in tonight. Otis has been very good. They'll be up tomorrow.
Okay, then we can let people know.
Right. I'm also sending them out to the timeline will be sent out to every local station, because the timeline is both on Pacifica.org, but it also sits on every local station. So those things I need to do right now.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Thanks.
Okay. That's it for the stack as far as I have it, but I might have missed it. I missed anyone. Hearing none, we're, I believe, over time on this agenda item. So let's move the agenda to the next item, which is, committee and working group report.
Yeah, Madam Chair, your timer has one quick question here. On the actions and reports, we have no minutes set up, so it's a little hard to tell how much time I should be giving to each of these reports.
Good point. All right.
Okay, I'm going to go on. By the way, could I just interrupt? I want to go and update the forms. I'll do that right now, okay?
Okay, thank you, Les.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your report and answering the questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, this is Richard. Les, they've got you down for commenting on this next report.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, Elections Committee. Is there, let's just go on to this next thing, which is the Election Committee report. Is there an Election Committee report? Does anyone have an Election Committee report?
No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay, there is no Election Committee report, so I think we can allow Les to leave. I think
okay.
We're done.
And I'm home.
Okay, very good, Les.
Right, thank you.
Thank you
so
very
much.
The next committees are, it is now 6:48, and so we have approximately 45 minutes left to go in this meeting, and then we have a closed session. So would anyone like to suggest a number of minutes for each of
them? I move that we give 5 minutes to each of the committee reports.
Okay, there are quite a number of governance committee items. Do you think that that's adequate?
Okay, let's see. Hold on, let me look. I'm not looking at the whole. Let me look at the agenda.
5 minutes to every committee and 2 hours for the governance committee.
Yeah. I'd like to amend Jamie's recommendation and give governance 20 minutes.
Okay, now, Jamie, you're the finance committee. How many minutes do you need? Let's do it this way.
All right, there you go.
We need 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, that's easy. Personnel committee. How many minutes does the personnel committee need?
2 minutes.
Okay, very good. And the affiliate task force. How many minutes does the affiliate task force need?
There is no affiliate task force report at this time.
Okay, 0 minutes. Audit committee, are we at 0 minutes, Nia? Because I you mentioned the consent item, and that was dealt with.
No, I need about 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, so we'll give you 3 minutes, and then the governance committee can have 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then we have a whole lot of unfinished business. Well, let's try to push through as quickly as we can. So first is Jamie, finance
yes.
committee report.
Sure.
And
actually,
what's the time on this? Because I didn't have time.
Two minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, finance has very little to report. We haven't met since the last meeting. We were planning to have a cash review, emergency cash workforce meeting. That hasn't happened either. We do have new numbers for April, which Lavarne has sent me to review, and hopefully they'll be ready to send out to the committee. And we can schedule a new meeting. We have to schedule a regular finance meeting, and that's about it.
Thank you.
And actually, we would love to get information from WPFW regarding the cash flow forecast and the exact details of the fund drive.
Thank you, Jamie.
May I contribute to the conversation?
Sure.
On the stack, I mean. Regarding cash management, there has been a suggestion by the general counsel about retiring the $300,000 letter of credit or line of credit with proceeds of the CD that has matured. And so that's one of the things to be considered. I have also spoken to a lender about a possible financing of some sort, so that just adds to the choices that we have to work with. And I think if we have a strategy for retiring the $300,000 without creating a cash crunch, that we have and we get good information in hand, we can do a better job of assessing the need for a loan.
Thank you, Susan. Next, Sandra, do you have a personnel committee report?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The personnel committee report to the PMB dated June 7, 2009. Personnel committee responsibilities and duties. And by the way, this was sent out to everybody earlier today. On the 4th of June, personnel committee met and interviewed via teleconference 5 of the ED applicants and all 4 of the CFO applicants. Personnel will continue to review applicants for both ED and CFO positions for recommendations to the full PMB. Regarding sending semi-finalist resumes to the full PMB, we'll continue with the current process and will abide by the ruling of the interim human resources director. We will continue to narrow down the field of applicants for ED and CFO and present our final selections to the full PMB. Resumes for our final selections shall be presented along with resumes of those who were declined in hard copy to the full PMB at the New York in-person PMB meeting. The other item that was discussed, I believe, should be considered in executive session, but I'm perfectly willing to read it now.
Point of order, Madam Chair. I believe it should be in executive session.
Okay, let's postpone that to executive session.
Bonnie to stack, please.
Okay, we're out of time for that item. Does anyone want to, if there's discussion about the personnel committee, we need to extend time for that.
Motion to extend.
By how much?
5 seconds.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to extending the personnel committee report for 5 minutes? All right. Hearing none. Bonnie?
Yes. As this has developed, it is my impression that we need to be able to weigh in on some factors around these hires. However, I find myself really feeling that I'm not able to without being able to read resumes that accompany the interviews that we are able to hear. So I guess I am kind of alarmed by the notion that we will not be able to read any resumes until a final selection is going on.
Okay, thank you for your comment. Who was there somebody else who wished to speak on this item?
Yeah, Grace, if I could, I just want to commend the Personnel Committee for its responsiveness to PNB members' emails. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Carolyn on the set, please.
All right, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm still distressed that I am so afraid, and I, with all due respect to the tremendous amount of work this committee has done under pressure and done very well, I'm afraid that we have not cast our net wide enough. So I'd like to point out now that I do think that we could continue the search and should. We have time before the in-person meeting, and we need to perhaps look at other more professional organizations. I know one of the questions there was whether or not some of these organizations were too mainstream for us, but, you know, there might be people who left alternative media because they couldn't make a living, went to mainstream media, and would love an opportunity to serve again at Pacifica. So I don't think that that's an objection I want to take into account and stop us. I do hope that the Personnel Committee will consider thinking a little bit further than it has been, extending ourselves a little bit more.
Madam Chair, somebody's making noise.
Yeah. Is there anyone cooking or something? Okay, I don't hear it anymore.
On the stack, Madam Chair?
Yeah, Sean on the stack, please.
Okay, Susan and Sean, I think that'll just about do it for our time. Susan?
Yeah, I'm one of the people who urged that we be able to see resumes. I was satisfied with the opportunity to see resumes in hard copy at the in-person meeting. Other people may not be satisfied with that. I would think that the board, if there is a desire to vote to change what the Personnel Committee is doing, that there, you know, that might be something that is asked for, but I am supporting the current process.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, I just want to associate myself with the remarks of Carolyn. I do think we may be moving a little too fast, and we haven't cast a net wide enough. And I remind you, I would like to do this right, take our time and pick the right person, because I'd like to get an ED that lasts longer than 8 months, which has happened before. I also hope that during this process we give all of the candidates a realistic appraisal of what they are going to be dealing with in terms of the factions, the politics, whatever you want to call it, within Pacifica, because I don't know if many of these people realize what they're going to be stepping into, and I really would like to hear them, you know, I'd like to hear them express themselves about how they plan to deal with such a contentious situation. So we really have to, it's not fair to them as well as us not to let them know that this is not going to be any walk in the park if we go by, you know, past Preston.
Jack, okay. Madam.
Okay, Sandra.
Yeah, I would just like to address some of the comments that people have made. There were links sent out regarding the interview process that took place on Thursday, June the 4th. And I hope that everybody will take the time to listen to them. I know there were some concerns about whether or not that was sufficient amount of time for everybody to weigh in into that process. And I will ask John Amella, who recorded that executive session and has sent me the links, which I in turn forwarded to the entire PNB, so that everybody could listen to the interviews that did take place,
if we need to extend it by a couple of days or whatever, I'm in total agreement with that. I want everybody to listen to the interviews that did take place and then perhaps weigh in after that.
Yeah, we are timed by 30 seconds, Madam Chair.
Okay, very good. Let's go on to the next agenda item, which is the Audit Committee. Nia, you have 3 minutes. Are you there, Nia?
Yes, I'm here, Greg.
Okay.
I had you on mute. Oh, it's my turn to give the report?
Yes, Audit Committee report.
Okay, the Audit Committee finally met, and Tony Pohl finally corrected the audit. It was approved very smoothly, thanks to everybody who was on that call. Just a few minor changes. Some committee members had questions about personnel in the national office. Yvonne had promised that she would be on the call, and she did not show up, and I didn't hear from her. So the auditor was sort of, you know, shooting in the dark, which that really wasn't the thing to do. But he did his best. However, the audit has been approved. He fixed it. He sent it to me. I'm looking at it now, and I will double check it, sign off on it, and then it can be posted. I will send it to Lynn and LeVon and Efren, whoever is there. And that's it. So it's finally done. Our next task now would be to decide or look for another auditor.
Stack.
Be
your
stack.
Wendy on
Thank
the stack. Susan on the stack.
You know, this agenda item has 3 minutes.
To extend by 7 minutes.
No, we got a minute. We got over a minute and a half left right now, folks.
Okay. Just to let you all know, we have a lot of things on the agenda that have been held off, you know, been accumulating over a long period of time, and lucky to all as a body to take that into consideration and make your comments very brief. It takes
points of information. That's all I have.
Great.
Okay.
Grace?
Yes.
Could I please get the floor back so I could finish saying what I was saying?
Oh, I didn't.
I thought you finished.
People assumed that you had.
No, because everybody started saying stack.
No, but you said you were finished. All right. Let me complete her report first.
The next meeting is going to be on June 26th. Now, since we just changed auditors, I don't think we need to change again unless the director thinks that we should. I don't think so. The committee didn't think that's what we should be doing. So I'll take questions. Let's see if there's a stack.
Okay. First, we have to extend time if you all wish to.
Move to extend time 10 minutes. Second.
Okay. All right.
Move to amend by 5 minutes. We need 5 minutes.
Second.
Folks.
Okay, so we'll go with the substitute motion of 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending this agenda item by 5 minutes?
Chair?
Okay, is there any objection to extending by 5 minutes? Which is on,
Madam Chair.
Bonnie, I can't hear you. There's somebody speaking.
Just trying to say point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
I believe, isn't it true that the public session is supposed to have been adjourned 3 minutes ago?
That's correct, but we didn't. Richard, I'm losing my place here because.
Somebody's got their speakerphone on.
Is it Rico?
Okay, it seems to have quieted down.
Woohoo!
I believe we started the meeting originally at something like 5:20. Is that correct?
No, it's not Rico.
Okay.
Rico's even louder.
But Madam Chair, it's supposed to end at, it was posted to end at 10 o'clock.
PM.
That's correct.
Okay.
With
with
the executive session starting at 10.
Okay. All right, so I would entertain a. It's my
error.
I'd like
to make a motion to make this a continuance meeting so that we can pick up the agenda where we left off in our next meeting so we can get through some of the pressing
business.
Second.
Okay.
Point of order?
There was a motion to extend time on the audit committee.
Okay, but the thing is,
then you vote no on the motion to extend on the audit committee.
Okay. All right.
But there was no objection.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. As I heard it, and I could very well be wrong, you were at the point of saying no, hearing no objections on that 5 minutes.
Okay, so are there any objections to extending the audit committee report by 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So why don't we take a vote on that? That's Sean Casey O'Brien's substitute motion to Susan's motion to extend for 10 minutes. Sean substituted with 5 minutes. Let's take a roll call vote.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
This is to extend for 5 minutes. Rico Ross.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Rico. George Ryder, Sandra Rawline. Okay, I can't hear, folks.
Sandra.
Somebody's TV on there. I can't hear. Sandra, what you got?
I vote yes to extend time on the audit committee report for 5 more minutes.
Wendy Shrell. Thank you.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No. Late on the East Coast.
Marilyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy.
Abstain.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. A.C. Byrd.
No.
Abstain.
Was that Jim Brown said no?
That's correct.
And AC, you abstain? AC?
Yes.
You there, AC? Did you abstain?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Lucette?
Keith. Abstain.
David Beaton?
No.
Tia Wangaza?
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman. Sherry Gendelman. Can't hear you, Sherry. Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Drea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Sherry Gendelman, you there?
Richard, this is Leslie. In deference to the committee chair, I will vote with her and vote no.
Okay. You have 10 yes, 5 no, and 3 abstain.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Then 5 minutes. The next person on the stack, I believe, is Luzette.
I just wanted to ask whose responsibility it was to look at the investigation of the gala. I sent a message, an email to the chair of the audit committee, and I did not get a response, and it's hanging in the air. So I wondered if there was a role there.
Nia, can you respond?
Grace, okay, am I recognized?
Yes.
I'm sorry not to my name. Lose it, but this thing is filled up. I didn't. I probably missed it. It is the ICFO or CFO's responsibility to investigate. It's not the audit committee.
Okay. Was there anyone? Well, was it Susan who wanted to be on the stack? I'm sorry.
Yes,
I
want to be on the stack.
Wendy. Okay, Susan.
Yes, I have several questions. First of all, I believe that an action is needed by the board. I think the board needs to accept the audit. I don't believe that we have done that yet, and I think that we need to have a briefing about the audit before we do so. That's number one. number two, and I would recommend that that be on the next agenda for the 26th. The second thing is that we have information that Dr. Leonard is not continuing payment on his million-dollar pledge, and the auditors and the ICFO need to address how that needs to be reflected in the audit. Currently reflects...
Okay, this is so disrespectful, you know?
Somebody's at a party of some sort?
Can you please mute your phone?
It's totally disrespectful.
What?
Okay, hello? Somebody at a party? We hear the voices in the background.
Okay, I'm sorry. May I continue?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm hoping that the auditor and the ICFO and the audit committee can take into account whether we are reflecting that $1 million correctly or not. And then the last thing is there was an extensive management letter. I don't think that any of us have as yet received a copy of it. It has critical information in it, and I wonder when we are going to be, when PNB members are going to be able to receive a copy.
Okay. Susan, can you please put this all in writing, send it to Nia?
Absolutely. I did before, but I will again.
Okay. Thank you.
Send it to the entire PNB?
Yes. And
LeBarn.
Yes, and specifically to the audit committee, but also to the PNB.
Want me to agree?
For information.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I think her first one was the PNB approving the audit. Historically, I'm sorry?
I believe the PNB action is to accept the audit. I don't think we have taken that action.
Okay. Now, in terms of if you, the audit is the audit, so if you want to vote on that, that's fine. That's not a problem with it. But in terms of, you know, if you want to change information, you can't change what the auditors saw and record. That's number one, just so that people will keep that in mind when they're voting yes or no. In terms of Dr. Leonard, if whatever he saw, what he audited, and that's what he noted, so we can't change that in the management letter. I'll be more than happy to send that out now to people. But I just don't want people to think that you could take the audit and say, well, this particular debit should be $100,000 and the credit should be $120,000. That can't be because the debits have to equal your credit. But the audit is the audit.
There is such a thing as a subsequent event, and we need to bring it to the auditor's attention, and this is a subsequent event.
Thank you, Susan. Wendy's next on the stack.
Hi. So Nia had mentioned something about a corrected audit and that was now the audit, and I didn't know about that, and so I'm now unclear as to whether the PNB has received the audit. And then I'm with Susan here that if that includes the extensive management letter she's talking about is part of the whole thing. I think this whole board needs to receive copies of the management letter and the corrected audit and approve the audit. And this is the first I ever heard that this pledge by Dr. Leonard is now no longer happening. And so I really, as a PNB member, am concerned about that, and I'd like for us to at least hear that. I don't know that that's something for public consumption, but I wanted to hear it about it on the PNB level.
We are done by 12 seconds.
Chair?
Okay. Let me ask Nia, is there any problem with complying with what Wendy is suggesting?
No, I'm going to say what I said was when I started that I am reading it now, and the corrections were grammatical corrections. And he had KPFA listed in two places. Actually, Sean caught that, and that was corrected. I just sent it out so those people could happily read and have fun. So here it is. It's gone.
Thank you.
Now we're out of time for this item, and Sean has...
I move we adjourn to a continued meeting on the 26th where we'll pick up the agenda as is.
If there's no objection, Sean, would you consider starting the continued meeting with the audit committee?
Sure.
So we can follow up on this, is that?
Absolutely. No. I mean, that's where we left off, so let's start there.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
I have an amendment or a suggestion to make to that. There are some things that are real important to lead off with, for instance, the elections. So could the governance be the first committee report after those initial reports?
There will be no initial reports. We'll start off with the audit committee report, and
so
then hopefully...
So the election supervisor will not have an update for us on June 26th?
Well, it's up to the body, but the point is in a continuation meeting, we would be... Sean's motion is to start with the audit committee report after the basic beginnings, which is...
Then I'm speaking against his motion.
Okay.
Bonnie to staff, please.
All right. The first thing I'd like to figure out is when is our next meeting scheduled?
26.
John, do you want to make this continuation meeting the same date as our next scheduled teleconference? And when is that? I'm losing
the 26th.
Track.
June 26th.
Friday.
Okay.
At 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. June 26th.
Okay. Sherry Gendelman, will you tell Sherry Gendelman to turn off her phone? I can hear her yelling. She's not on mute.
Yeah, Sherry's
definitely
not,
her.
Not on mute. Sherry.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I please be recognized?
Madam Chair, okay. Bonnie DeStack, I think you had me first.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead, Bonnie. There's not really a stack. We're trying to figure out what this motion is. It's a motion to continue this meeting to Friday, June 26th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
We will begin
the agenda with number 5 of this agenda, which is the audit committee report.
Yes, Madam Chair. May I speak to that now?
Okay. Has Sean's motion been seconded?
I think Lizette did.
Okay, very good. All right, go ahead, Bonnie.
Madam Chair, I will vote against this motion because I think it is imperative that we have a financial report, a CFO report, an elections report at this next meeting.
Point of information, Madam Chair, those can all go under old business. We can go right through the agenda where it is. We can put those under old business and have all the reports we need. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't think we were having crosstalk. Can I finish my comment now?
Okay.
I thought you had.
Okay. Sean, let Bonnie continue. Did you want to introduce a substitute motion or an amendment?
No, I think that voting to keep the meeting in the format that we would have without this motion speaks for itself.
Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to Sean's motion to adjourn this meeting to a continuation meeting for Friday, June 26th?
Sandra. Hello?
Susan, you wanted to speak. Sandra, you wanted to speak to this.
I just want to say, as the Secretary Pro Tem of the Audit Committee, that when we met, I took notes and I sent them out to the full board. We reviewed the auditor's report, and we made some corrections, typos, what have you. And the auditor's report was approved as corrected by the Audit Committee, and the final report will be signed off by the audit committee chair, meaning Mia. And our next meeting is Wednesday, the 24th of June. And that if there's anything pertinent that has to change or comes up at that meeting, that I believe that our chair, Mia, who was elected by acclamation at that meeting, and our new secretary, Melinda Eiley-Doan, also elected at that meeting by acclamation, will forward that to the entire board. But, you know, I sent my notes to everybody, and the the auditor meeting that to by NIA, and as I said, there were very minor corrections. They were like typos. So, report, and the audit committee action was that report was approved. So I just want people to know that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now, why don't we go to a vote on the Sean's motion to adjourn this meeting to a continuing meeting on Friday, June 26th. Richard, you want to take a roll call vote on that?
And that is to start at the audit committee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rolland.
I can't hear you, Sandra.
There's a village being...
I said yes.
I still can't hear you, Sandra.
She said yes.
Said yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wendy Terrell.
Abstain.
Susan Young.
No.
Yeah, Betty Ducko.
There was so much noise there and so much cackling. Could you please tell me what we're voting on?
I know there was a lot of noise. It's just for O'Brien's motion to adjourn, the next meeting being a continuation of the started audit committee.
The audit committee? Fine,
right.
Yes.
Carolyn Bird. Can't hear you, Carolyn. Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy. Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
AC Bird. Can't hear you, AC. Lizette King. Can't hear you, Lizette. David Beaton.
Get on the phone.
Yes.
Theo Mongaza.
I guess. Yeah. All right.
Point of
Barry Gendel.
Returning to a continued meeting so we can get
Barry Gendel.
Okay.
Sherry Gendelman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner.
I'm sorry, Richard, before you call the vote, this is me. I'd like to change my vote. I was trying to say that before you called, Sherry. I'd like to change to no.
Okay. Andrea Turner.
Hello?
How are you voting, Andrea?
Oh, Andrea. Is this continue the meeting?
Yes. Continue.
5 minutes?
No. Get on the phone right now.
No, this is to adjourn the meeting to a continuance meeting, which would mean that...
Could you have Sean be quiet in the background, please? And stop telling people to get on the call.
Okay. Very good. So, Andrea, it's to... Sean made a motion to continue this meeting on... to make this a continued meeting on Friday, June 26th, which would mean the agenda would start off where... It would start where this one left off, rather than starting at the beginning.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Great.
Okay, so that's a yes, Richard. Continue with the roll call vote.
Joe Gonzalez.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Okay.
Last breath.
No.
No. Hello.
Okay.
Now who's... Who's talking? Who's saying?
I'm sorry. I think it's Andrea. Is that for us to continue? I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. Can I change my vote to no, please? I'm sorry. Yeah.
If you'll tell me who you are.
It's Andrea.
I'm Andrea. Okay.
Still Andrea?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Rico Ross.
Yes.
That is so annoying.
Somebody has their phone on hold.
Okay, folks, I'm trying to get this done. Carolyn Burton?
Yeah.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Okay. A.C. Bird?
No.
Lizette King? Still can't hear you, Lizette. I think Sherry Gilman passed.
No.
There's nine yes. And eight no and one abstain.
Okay, the motion passes. All right, so we are now adjourned until Friday, June 26th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But we'll say in 5 minutes we'll start the closed session.
Madam Chair, point of order?
Yes.
Did we not do something about 8 o'clock on Fridays as opposed to 8:30? I don't remember
what. No. It's 8 o'clock on Sundays, 8:30 on Fridays.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Meet you all in 5 minutes at the next meeting.